Know that last year on Friday, God saved a preacher's son in the morning service. And now on Monday morning of the second week, he saved a preacher's daughter. I'm glad it doesn't make any difference if it's a male or a female. Doesn't make any difference if it's a Friday or a Monday. I'm glad he'll save. When his presence is around, he'll save. And some of you need to realize that you are lost. And I know you can't do that on your own, but I'm here to tell you, when the Holy Ghost touches your life and he shines that light, you're going to realize, hey, if I don't get to him, I'm going to a place that's awful. And he loves you this morning, and he died for you. He cares about you. You might be a preacher's child. You may be a singer's child. You might be a deacon's child. You might just be a church member's child. You might be a dad or a mom. But I'm here to tell you, he's come to seek and to save the lost. And I'm glad he's a-reaching for your life this morning. I want you to sing me some more. God's a-doing a work around here. I say bless his name. Glory to God. I'm just glad I said on a Monday morning, it's no telling what the Lord may do. I'm glad he doesn't look at Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. He does his work when he chooses to do. You need to listen to him this morning. Sing on, ladies.
On a hill just outside of town, a man hung there bleeding, dying for the souls of men to captives bring freedom. 3 days later, his tomb was empty. He conquered death and the grave. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. So no matter what you're facing, no matter where you've been, in hard times or in good times, keep your eyes on him, even in the heat of battle, or by pleasant mountain streams. He'll be right there in the middle. That's where he's always been. So be strong and take courage when you think you're gonna fall. 'Cause right in the middle of it all, there is Jesus. There is Jesus. There is Jesus. He's been there in good times and bad times. He's been there when I could not carry on. My Lord's been there when my heart had no words. The loving Father still heard. I've never been